Well, today is Giving Tuesday. You have your Black Friday, your Cyber Monday, and now you're Giving Tuesday. And in the studio with us right now is President and CEO of Forefront. His name is Eric Weinheimer. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for giving of yourself on this Tuesday, Giving Tuesday. You were on with Steve Cochran this morning. Mm-hmm.
At 5-something, right? Right around 5 o'clock?
I mean, is there any better place to be on Giving Tuesday than here?
Exactly.
WGN.
You hit it.
All right, so we talked about Forefront, and I said you're president and CEO. Please explain what Forefront is.
We are the state association. We're a membership association of nonprofits and foundations, social entrepreneurs, basically organizations that are doing good in the world, having a social impact. And we provide education. We do a lot of advocacy. And we also create campaigns that mobilize our members around issues that are important to them.
Yeah.
Today, we've created this campaign, I'll Give for Giving Tuesday, and the idea is to mobilize people to give more money to causes that they care about.
And that's just it. You have assembled all these different charities on one site.
Correct.
You punch it up, and it's myforefront.org.
Well, the website is I'llGive.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
So the campaign is I'll Give for Giving Tuesday, and all people need to do is go to I'llGive.com. But Wendy, your comment is right, is the idea of bringing 900 nonprofits that are listed.
Jeez.
And to be able to search, if I'm someone I want to get involved, I want to support a worthy cause, mm-hmm. I can go to this site and I can search based upon my interests, based upon maybe where I live. So I might be interested in alleviating homelessness in a certain part of the city. I can search for organizations that are addressing that issue in that locale, and then I can see the organizations, I can learn about them, and most importantly, I can make a donation within 4 to 5 clicks on my mobile device sitting on the bus. So it's making it easier for people to connect to causes that they care about, and it's making it easier for them to give.
What is your criteria for which organizations are involved and which are not involved?
All the organizations are 501c3 organizations that are registered with the Attorney General.
So they've been well vetted.
They have been vetted.
Good.
And we're also, what I think is really exciting, is we've been going through months of training with these organizations,
yeah,
and equipping them with the tools and the skills to make it easier for them to connect with donors and to attract the resources that they need. So
yeah,
they've been trained on how to do digital fundraising, how to really take advantage of Giving Tuesday.
And here's the thing. You go to stores, and a lot of times on the little checkout thing, it says, do you want to donate a dollar for such and such? Usually I feel guilty, so I'm like, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
But it might not necessarily be something that I want to support. So I love this site, although I can't find it. What is the exact website again?
I'llGive.com.
All right.
I'llGive.com. We're asking people to go on to I'llGive.com. It's a great site. And again, it really allows you to see all the good work that's happening around in Chicago and in Illinois.
It's 1L.
I-L.
Okay,
exactly.
Like Illinois.
Exactly.
But pronounced I'll Give.
I'll Give. Yes.
This is all tax deductible?
Yes.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a 501c3
sure.
Organizations.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because we all have different interests. I like to support homeless animals because mm-hmm. that breaks mm-hmm. my heart. ADHD runs in our family, bipolar, depression, things like that, and homeless organizations. But if you punch that in, you'll have a plethora of things to choose from, won't
exactly.
you?
Exactly. And that's exactly the point. You know, we want donors to be passionate about these causes. And oftentimes it's when you have a personal connection. And so when you can look up the nonprofit and say, this mission really resonates with me, I may, or someone in my family may have a personal experience with this issue. And so therefore, you know, we don't want people to be guilted into giving. We want them to really care about the mission and hopefully to invest their resources, but hopefully ultimately invest their time and their talent as well.
Donations go up, I'm trusting, around the holidays, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
They do. But what's interesting is, you know, Giving Tuesday has been around for about 7 years now.
Oh,
and
it is a
global campaign. I was just talking to the founder of Giving Tuesday, and he had just come back from a trip to Moscow and St. Petersburg, where they're conducting their own Giving Tuesday campaigns, which I find very interesting. But there was question about whether Giving Tuesday would cannibalize year-end giving, and the research does not bear that
really?
out. Yeah, it is additive.
Huh.
And that's why I think it's growing and growing, and people get excited about
yeah.
it.
So it's IllGive.com, I-L-G-I-V-E.com. The leaderboards are up right now, and this is just this just started at midnight, I guess last night into today, and it's going to run through midnight tonight. The most raised right now is for the Seguin. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
I've seen it written around. It's for disability and disabled people. At this point, $54,000 has been raised
since midnight. That's awesome. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
And again, we really are, we're out there promoting this. We're doing a lot of social media, doing a lot of advertising. And so you're going to see much more activity as the day goes on.
Eric, sometimes you'll see a foundation, a corporation match funds. If a certain amount of money is donated, they'll match it. Does that go on at all with you guys?
It does.
Yeah.
We have a number of foundations that are participating that for their grantees, they will do a match for them to participate in I'll Give and to raise money. And some of them tie it to how many new donors you get, and they have certain benchmarks. But that certainly does entice people to give when they know that there's a match, that their dollar might be matched, dollar for dollar, and so their dollars go further.
Great. And it's one-stop shopping. I mean, the most donors right now, the leaderboards, I feel like I have a little tote board
going.
Aren't
those leaderboards
here.
Great, though?
They're really fun.
They're very engaging. Yeah.
Easter Seals, DuPage, and Fox Valley is the most donors at this point. The most raised was for the UCP Seguin centers. And here's what the deal is. You go to one place. If everybody could give $5, $10, $20, boy, does that add up.
It really does. And this idea of aggregating donors, right? So what difference does my $10 or $20 gift make? It makes a huge difference when you're mobilizing hundreds, thousands of other people to also contribute $10. And for these organizations that are relying on not only the dollars raised, but also the engagement, the participation. Mm-hmm. Once you invest in these organizations, all of a sudden you're part of that community and you can learn more and hopefully you can get more engaged. So it is about the dollars raised, but it's also about the number of participants and the level of engagement.
And when you do a search here, you can find something that you maybe want to help throughout the year, not just this one day. I'll Give for Giving Tuesday. It's a one-day statewide movement to do good in our own communities. It's right here in Illinois. That's why there's only one L when you punch in IllGive.com, I-L-G-I-V.com. How did you get hooked up with this? Because, boy, you're helping a lot of people in this 24 hours.
Well, our mission is all about helping the nonprofits to do their best work. And as you know, we have a really difficult environment in which they're operating. Things are changing so dramatically. The needs of communities have not gone down, they've gone up. And so our mission is to help nonprofits. And so this idea of digital fundraising, which is growing by leaps and bounds, we need to equip these nonprofits so that they're able to engage new donors, not just their existing donors, but new donors in these new ways of giving. And so this is part of our mission. We love doing it because we know that it's having a direct impact on the communities.
And you are giving of yourself today. Are you going to be on anybody else's show later on today?
I have been on a number. I have been on a number of shows already this morning, and it's been fun. I mean, anytime we have an opportunity to really inform people about ways for them to get engaged, it's all good news.
Good.
He is Forefront President and CEO, making our job to donate money to various causes much easier. His name is Eric Weinheimer, and just go to IllGive.com. For Illinois, I-L-G-I-V-E.com. Thank you so much for giving on this Giving Tuesday. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me again.
Thanks, Eric. Really appreciate it.